1,500 meters, the metric mile. It's one of the glamour events in track and field. The Americans haven't won an Olympic medal in that race for 40 years and haven't won the gold for a century. But this could be the year. One of the favorites is Bernard Lagat, who wasn't even a U.S. citizen when he nearly won the event at the last Olympics. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
It's probably safe to say that 4 years ago in Athens, most viewers were not rooting for the Kenyan runner Bernard Lagat.
Here's the final lap. Hisham El Garouj trying finally to win that Olympic gold medal, and he has the lead over Lagat.
Moroccan Hisham El Garouj was the sentimental favorite. Two Olympics earlier, the world record holder had tripped and fallen. Then 4 years later, he was narrowly edged out. By 2004, El Garouj was past his prime and running on guts. As NBC called the end of the race, Lagat pulled ahead with 50 meters to go.
El Garouj comes back again. El Garouj, Lagat to the line. El Garouj got it. Finally realizes his Olympic dream.
El Garouj beat Lagat by 12 hundredths of a second. Bernard Lagat says he still thinks about that race a lot, winning the silver instead of the gold. It might have made him bitter, but it didn't.
He had to dig really deep. Deep, you know, he got something from his heart. I told him, you will win, Hisham El Garouj. Just keep one more shot.
Now it's time for Lagat's shot. Hisham El Garouj has retired from racing, and Bernard Lagat no longer runs for Kenya. In 2004, he became an American citizen.
I just wanted to raise my family here, live here, work here, and, you know, just be one of the American people.
It's not unusual for elite African runners to switch citizenship. A number of them are running for Bahrain and Qatar in exchange for monthly salaries. For Bernard Lagat, his friends call him Kip, American citizenship offered better training facilities, a higher profile for endorsements, and a safe environment.
I love this country. I've stayed here for a long time, you know, since my college times in Washington State.
Lagat now lives in Tucson with his wife and two-year-old son. I caught up with him at the University of Arizona track stadium as he warmed up in the infield while kids ran around him in a summer parks and rec meet.
Go! Go, go, go!
Here he can run and barbecue outdoors year-round.
And I am a meat eater. I love eating a lot of meat, you know, barbecuing about four times a week. So those are very important for me. I love it.
His wife, Gladys, is a registered dietitian, so Lagat quickly adds he also eats a lot of vegetables and carbs. His slender 5'8 body needs the fuel. Here's his training schedule.
Monday to Saturday.
On the seventh day, he barbecues. During the week, he alternates short workouts with long, hard with easy. What's hard for a Kip Lagat?
You know, running at an average of 4:59, 4:58, a little under 5 minutes per mile for 4 miles straight.
Followed by an easy 5-mile run in the afternoon. What's easy? 6-minute miles. On Saturdays, he runs a half marathon on roads in the foothills above Tucson. It can be a grind until he comes home.
You know, opening the door changes everything because of my son's voice saying, Daddy won, you know, and it is training, so it's really cool.
It's a suburban life. His neighbors are throwing a block party to see him off to the Olympic trials and, barring something unforeseen, Beijing. Kip Lagat says he runs because he loves it, but ask him what gives him the most pleasure, and his answer comes quickly.
You know what? Winning.
He won the 1,500 meters in last year's World Championships. He also won the 5,000 meters, a rare double in the middle distance races. In the Olympics, it's only been done twice, in 1924 and 4 years ago by Hisham El Garouj. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And you can see Bernard Lagat describe the mechanics of running in a video at our website, npr.org.